Some members of the Sudanese Professional Association, or SPA, in Khartoum say they remember the third anniversary of the crackdown as a Black Day in the fight against the authoritarian regime of former President Omar al-Bashir. Waleddine Al-Faki, a member of the executive board of Sudanese Doctors Association, says after days of a peaceful sit-in in Khartoum, the violent crackdown took them by surprise. He says health facilities were not prepared to deal with the consequences of the crackdown. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Al-Faki says Sudanese security in military uniforms brutally shot and killed peaceful protesters who were also fasting on their 29th day of the holy month of Ramadan.
It was a hard experience for me because I was just staying at home and following the news from the media and sometimes from phone calls. I do a lot of calls. I feel as if I am in prison because I can't do anything for those who were there and who are facing injuries and death.
Al-Faki says because of the ongoing situation, many medical staff were denied access to nearby health facilities as they tried to treat the injured who made it to the hospital. He says it was only possible for members of the association to move days after the incident took place.
We went to the mortuaries and we tried to move around the hospitals to revise their records and to give counts of those people who were lost. More than 200 those who killed and they have records in mortuaries and in the nearby hospitals.
Rasha Al-Mahdi, a member of one of the Sudanese civil society groups, describes the day as shocking and painful to many Sudanese. She says she lost hope in the revolution on that day after watching peaceful protesters being shot at, beaten and harassed by Sudanese security forces.
We were traumatic, the whole family, and I bet this, you know, this what happened to all Sudanese family here and outside. But I felt the same. I felt the responsibility, the sorrow, the pain, everything.
Mahdi says since the transitional government was formed a little over 2 years ago, nothing tangible has been done to hold accountable the perpetrators of crimes committed on that day. She says many Sudanese families still have hope that justice will be served.
I know the difficulties. I know the dynamics. I know that we can't just like get what we thought at that time. But at the end, you know, everybody needs justice. It's not like justice for everything could happen in 3 years, but at least, you know, for the massacre, for the death of the people, for their families, they need to see immediate action.
As a precaution, all roads leading in and out of Sudan's military headquarters in Khartoum were closed Monday evening, and a heavy deployment of security forces can be seen across the area. Human Rights Watch says at least 120 people were killed and hundreds of others went missing during and after the military's crackdown on June 3, 2019. A committee appointed by the government to investigate the alleged massacre, headed by advocate Nabil Adib, has yet to present its findings. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.